The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Security and Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Security and Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you? How's everything?
Everything's great. We are into November now, bud.
Yes.
Hard to believe, isn't it? You know, it was it's just whipping by. I know we say it every week, it seems like, but, you know, it's November now.
Sure is. You know, down to the final 2 months of the year and, you know, really post-Halloween, so really going to start getting into the heart of the holiday season, right? And we know how quick that goes by. So by the time you know, it will be the end of the year over, and ready to kick off another one.
Yeah, you know, and it's just, it's, you know, you and I were talking in the office the other day, and I just think that this next 2 months is just going to whip by because Thanksgiving is, like, late in, you know, as in, there's going to be, last year it was early. So there was a lot of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, this year it's going to be very little time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's just going to, you know, it's just going to whiz by, and before you know it, it's going to be over. And we have to say to, you know, the listeners out there, you've got a few weeks here to really do something for yourself financially for the year. And then next thing you know, it's just going to be, you know, done. So you got to take some sort of action.
Sure, sure. And, you know, I know what you're saying here, Doug. It's going to be longer to Thanksgiving, which creates, you know, the couple week separation here. But right when it hits Thanksgiving, it's going to feel like, you know, Christmas and New Year's and everything's right on us. And it's, and bang, it's done. So, yes. So you need to do something, right? We've been saying this now for a very long time. I mean, we're about ready to conclude another year. I hope you're not in the camp of another year's gone by and you've chosen to do nothing, right?
Right.
As we like to say. I'll say this, Doug. I mean, so far, year to date, market numbers are good.
Numbers are great.
So if you chose to do nothing, you might have survived another year or another 10 months. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the way to do it.
Well, Mike, it's really amazing because if you think back, a mere 12 months ago, you know, we were in, you know, a period of time when the market was getting beaten up pretty good.
Yeah.
And, you know, people were a little panicky, if you will. Rightfully so, I think, for a lot of them being panicky. And the reason they're panicking is because they've just been flying by the seat of their pants. And, you know, all of a sudden there was some pressure and they weren't certain if they were doing the right thing or not.
You know, it's interesting that you say a year ago we were right in the middle of a very, very significant downturn in the market. And we don't do this on the show, but boy, I bet you if we went back a year and you went through the newspapers or the journals or the TV sound bites and you got sound bites, if you will, you know, they were saying this is the big one.
Well,
this looks like 2008 all over again. So there was a lot of panic starting back then. And here we are a year later, but that's not the way to plan. That's not the way to do it because, you know the way I know, Doug, no matter what takes place, you know, in the markets, good, bad, or indifferent, your life doesn't stop. And it's, you want to retire, the kids need to be educated. You know the drill by now, what we talk about every week on the show.
Yeah, it just, you know, time just keeps going, you know, by and by and by. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't wait for anybody, Mike. We know that. Everybody, you know, we're all 12 months older today than we were, you know, this same day last year. And we're that much closer to retiring, that much closer to a child going to college, all the stuff that you just spoke about.
And our experience tells us, see, every year for us, we live it. And, you know, Doug, when you think about it, this year, unfortunately, we've had clients pass away.
Yeah.
We've had clients retire. We've had children leave for college. You know, so we've seen life just march on and go on. And depending on who the people are, who the client was and what their situation is, they have to adapt to the significant financial change in their life.
Sure. It's just okay. The way that it goes.
And then there's also a pool of people that nothing changed this year. They weren't impacted. Thank goodness nobody passed away. Nobody retired. Nobody had to leave for college. Nothing significant on the financial page changed. But we see dramatic financial events. And when I say dramatic, doesn't necessarily mean bad, right?
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent, that take place where people need to adapt. And are you prepared for that event is really what I'm asking you.
And are you protecting yourself for that event, right? So, listen, Mike, you and I are not, we're not doom and gloom guys, and, you know, we're not, we don't do any of that kind of stuff. But what we like to is just bring awareness and get you to think. The S&P 500's at all-time high. All right? Does it keep going up? I have no idea. You have no idea.
We hope so.
Of course I hope so, right? But does it keep going up? Well, over time, you know, probably.
Yes, yeah.
But the problem is when you look at, and I happen to have the chart of the S&P 500 up on the computer right now in front of me, and it's a pretty chart, man. You know, the chart going all the way back to 1929, all right? So it's a good-looking chart, but there's one very interesting thing about this chart is that, you know, there's been other periods of time when at that point in time it was the all-time high that all of a sudden you see it go do-do-do-do-do-do down, you know? And the problem is not is it going to come back up again? You don't know, but historically speaking, you know, there's probably a good chance of it. The problem is if one of those life events that you were referring to takes place on that downslope and you're not prepared for it, it can really, you know, put a damper on that objective or that goal.
Yeah, you're correct. And Doug, you know, like the two big things that you're talking about there that could possibly happen is two things. If the market does have a bad reaction, one is are you, what do you own? You know what I'm saying? And how's it going to react in that period of time, or how's it going to come back, if you will? Because not everything always comes back, okay? We saw a lot of stocks and stuff that never came back from previous bad markets or crashes.
Sure.
So you can't just make the assumption of, well, you know, Doug's saying there's periods, but over time, you know, it'll go a lot higher. Yeah, maybe so, but that's not a given.
No, it's definitely not a given. And you need to, the reality of the situation is you can go for long periods of time when the market really does nothing, right? It's happened in the past. And there's periods of time when the market gets pulled back. And my concern right now is we saw it happen, Mike, in 2008, 2009, in that time frame when, man, retirements got put off. Because when we were talking to people, you know, in 2006 and 2007, and we're telling you, we've been singing this same song on the radio for a long, long time now, where you need to pay attention to your dollars and you just can't be, you know, have blind faith, because markets do pull back. And if they pull back when you're ready for one of those life events and you're not protected or prepared for it, that could be very problematic for you.
Well, you know, Doug, you used a word before, and I haven't spoken about it when you were talking earlier, and the word was protection, okay? And just, I'm going to blast a few things out here. Is your retirement protected? Is your retirement income have some degrees of protection that you know where it's coming from if things do go bad in the market, okay? Is there some protection there? You don't have to sweat or worry, you know, if something was to happen to either you or your spouse. Is the other protected?
Right.
Other person protected. So these are some of the words. And when I say protection, it's not like saying, you know, put this on and you're protected, or go run in the other room and you're protected. I'm talking about, do you have a plan in place that's creditable to hold up through these tests of time?
Right. You don't want to see your situation, you know, get blown up before. And listen. You know, one of those protections could just very simply be, do you have 1 year's worth of spending money or 2 years worth of spending money sitting in cash? So that if we do get a rough patch here in the market, can you give yourself a chance to try to survive it or come out of it if it does recover in that period of time? Maybe that's one of the things that, you know, that we're referring to. And it doesn't really mean anything until we sit down and get to know you and put a plan in place and put a strategy in place for you, because we all have similar goals in that we'd like to be financially independent and not have to go to work and be able to retire. And we do talk about retirement a lot here. But what is that? But what that actually means to you is different than what it means to me. What is your retirement? What do you want your retirement to look like? Yes, we both want to retire at some point in time. But your retirement lifestyle may look very, very different than my retirement lifestyle. But we're both retired, right?
Yes. You know, Doug, the other thing, too, is that, you know, retirement, it's a biggie, right? That's kind of like the, you know, of the financial world to me, it's kind of like winning the championship. Mm. You know, I think we all aspire to have a great retirement and not to work anymore. There's some real celebration to it. Don't you agree?
100%.
But, you know, another area that you and I have to talk about, and I think we're starting to talk about it more and more all the time, is that we're seeing a lot more people are needing health care needs after retirement or during retirement.
Yep.
And I'm talking about home health care aides, et cetera, so on. If I have to go into a rehab, if I have to go into a nursing facility. That's really, you know, if you said to me so far this year, Mike, 10 years in a book, what are you seeing? What's going on out there? I would tell you this is really starting to become a hot button with a lot of need.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the third segment of the show today when, you know, the what have you been up to lately? Because
right.
It's really very, it really is, you know, that important for us to take some time and talk about it. But, you know, Mike, we've got the Dow hanging around record highs. We've got the S&P 500 hitting, you know, record highs. So there's a good chance, it's not a guarantee, but there's a good chance that many people listening to the show right now have the most money that they've ever had saved up in their retirement accounts right now. There's a good chance that that's out there. You know, like I said, it's not a guarantee. So my, you know, I want to implore them to make sure that they're doing the right things and paying attention to what's going on. Because I know it's we're very repetitive here in the first segment, but if you go back and you listen to previous shows, you'll hear us talk about this same thing every time markets get to all-time highs. Because I just know at some point in time it's going to pull back, and I don't want your financial goals and objectives significantly altered because you were lazy and didn't do anything about it when you should have done something about it.
And not just that, Doug. We also believe that you should have a plan in place and be doing the right things. And we talked about having things, you know, set up or protected or done the right way. And a lot of people think, well, you only do that when things are real bad.
Yeah.
That's, you know, sound the alarm, got to get this done. Now's the emergency. What should I do? Should I cash everything out? How do I play this? What do? I can't do this anymore. And we've always been believers of you're doing things when times are good.
Right.
I mean, let's not fall asleep at the wheel, if you will. Okay. And it shouldn't be, oh, well, things are good. So your account's at all time highs, or is your retirement income going really good right now? We want it to be, you're not affected even when things aren't so good.
Right. Or minimally, you know, impacted by it, because it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen at some point in time. And, you know, when you're flirting and you're sitting at all-time highs in markets, and if your account values, like I said, are at the largest level that they've ever been at, you got to sit down and you got to think. And what I would like to tell people is that one of the fun things, or one of the easy exercises that you can do, is what would you tell your friend if your friend asked you, what should I do? If your friend came to you and said, hey, my 401k account has, I'm going to make up a number, $800,000 in it. It's never had this much, you know, money in it. And, you know, I really, you know, I'm feeling good, and it's really going to help me in my retirement. And, you know, it's just, I'm just, you know, what do you think I should do? You're probably going to say, well, I hope that you got a good plan in place so that you're doing something that, you know, to help you with if the market doesn't go your way. Right?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to a friend? And then are you doing that yourself?
And Doug, for a second here, I'm trying not to play advisor with knowledge or what have you. Mm-hmm. And I would think, I'm just thinking, how would two lay people speak to each other?
Right.
I think the other person would say, you should protect it, or you better protect it.
Right.
I mean, can't you visualize that conversation?
100%. That's why I said it.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's what we're trying to drive home, you know, and that's all we're saying to you is be alert, be heads up, you know, things are going well in the market, irregardless, 2 months left in the year, time marches on, you get it. And if you think about, if you think we talk about this too much, well,
it's that important.
It is. It's that, because when things aren't so well, what are you doing then?
Right, exactly. All right, folks, we are going to hop to our first break. We will be right back.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time here listening to our show today. And, Mike, what I would like to talk about in this segment is something that we haven't touched on lately, and we were long overdue for it. And one of the things that I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of is helping people who have special needs children to do planning work, because it really does require maybe a different type of or a different level of planning than folks who just are blessed with just ordinary children and there's no special needs, you know, involved. So I want to take a few minutes and I want to talk about this great piece that Securian Financial has that we found. And we want to also, while you're listening to us talk about this here, we want to let you know that you can have a complimentary copy of this piece. No cost or obligation, obviously. We'll mail it out to you. You got to pick the phone up and give a buzz to 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722, and we'll send it out to you. So, you know, Mike, really one of the things when it comes to special needs, the reality is it really requires special strategies often.
Absolutely. Well said. I mean, it definitely does. And, you know, and I think, Doug, there isn't a parent out there that doesn't worry about, you know, their child that, you know, someday when they can't be there to help them or support them.
Right.
Okay. Then what?
Yeah. And the planning that needs to be done needs to be carefully thought out and executed, because there's also, you know, government assistance programs for special needs and handicapped and disabled people, that if you don't do your planning work properly, your estate planning work, your inheritance planning for that child, they could get disqualified from some of those benefits and programs they have because they'll be considered, you know, too wealthy. Now, it's whether you agree with that or don't agree with that. I don't personally, but it is what it is. So you got to plan accordingly.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you said you'll be deemed too wealthy, and not wealthy in the sense of how we all imagine wealth.
Right, right. You know, a couple $100,000 could.
It's wealth over their standard.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And their standard's not, you know, the government's right. Standard for that is not, as you listeners probably are aware, not very, very high. So, Mike, there's in this great piece that we have here, there is basically a five-step process that they suggest and we agree with that you kind of go through. And if you go through this, I think you're really on the way to doing yourself a good get yourself a good inheritance or estate plan in place. So we got step one, Mike, which is really important, and that's choose your team. All right, the people who are going to, the professionals who are knowledgeable about the area and are going to be able to help you, because you do need to know, the rules and the planning techniques for this, you know, special situation here, and not everybody does that.
Step one, and probably, possibly, in my eyes, Doug, the most crucial, critical step, because the laws are so complex that if you don't build a good team that can navigate and help you through all this, it could be a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and the other side of that is, by building a good team, you can really, you know, be on your way to getting yourself a really, really good plan, you know, put together for the long-term benefit of the special needs child. Now, you know, people have to, you know, remember, some people who aren't impacted with special needs that are listening to the show right now, I think when we say special needs child, they think of a youth, you know, but, you know, that's not, it's, you know, it's growing up through their adulthood. They're still your child and they still have special needs.
Yes, correct.
So, so step two is once you get your team in order, Mike, you really need to assess what your needs are, the short term and the long term things that your child is going to need. You got to sit down and kind of like, you got to write it down on paper is really what, you know, I would say.
Yes, you certainly do. And you're right, Doug, you know, assessing the needs is really critical because, again, a lot of times people just work in the immediate, the short term, but there also has to be long term planning and goals that need to be met.
Yeah, you're 100%. And, you know, then Mike, step three comes is prepare and implement your strategy. All right. So we talked about step one, put the team together and we can help you with that. Assess your needs. We'll help you with that as well. Then we're going to put together, you know, suggested strategy. Let all the professionals agree on it and then implement it.
Yes. And that's an area, Doug, that the professionals need to help. Because a lot of times, you know, folks have a broad stroke, if you will, of knowing what they want to happen, but they don't know how to make it happen.
Right.
And that's where the, you know, the preparing and implementing the strategy comes from your professionals to say, well, here's how we're going to reach those goals.
You know, Mike, the follow through on this is really important. And you know, making sure that what you want to happen is set up to happen. I give you an example. One time a client came in and heard the show and heard us talking about special needs and had a special needs child and already had the estate plan, it, you know, the documents drafted up and everything. And they came in and this woman happened to have a few different annuity contracts where, you know, and she set it up. She had three of them. She had one special needs child, two not special needs child children. And the beneficiary designation for the special needs child wasn't done properly. Hmm. So, and it was a couple $100,000. And I'm not patting myself on the back, but had I not checked this and caught it,
right,
well, all the planning work might have been for naught.
Sure.
Or you're going to spend a whole bunch of legal fees trying to undo what was very simply corrected by submitting the proper beneficiary form.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, you know, the special needs planning is literally that critical, or that, you know, how would you say?
Important,
yeah. Yeah, that you know, things, because of laws and requirements and things, and everything revolves around money and all that. It's very, 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 very critical.
Yeah, and then, you know, what also is important is identifying different people who are going to play different roles. You know, Mike, is there going to be somebody who's going to be a guardian for your child? Is there going to be somebody who's going to be the fiduciary, you know, the person that's going to handle the financial end? Are they going to be the same person or are they not going to be the same person? You know, it's a lot to think about. And our experience has shown us in dealing in this marketplace over the years is that many people with special needs children don't even address it because they're overwhelmed already. They're busy and taking care of the child is tough, right, and all that. And, you know, but this is really important. If we can help move you along, or if you know somebody who's got a special needs child, you know, you're in your family and you want to make sure that they're taken care of, let us send you out this booklet that we have here from Securian, our broker dealer. And, you know, it really can help probably start a conversation and get somebody thinking about doing it the right way.
Yeah, Doug, you just made a great point. You know, sometimes with special needs, just for the, I'll call it the caregivers, okay, the day-to-day, the social aspect of it, of providing and doing and helping and doing all that, really takes over, and they neglect the monetary long range, mm-hmm, what's going to need to be done, because it's kind of like, you know, like we always say about everything, you want to do something, boy, life takes over. Next thing you know, boy, that idea got put to the back burner.
Yeah.
And we see that because it's an everyday job and we get it, but you need to kind of have this plan, this roadmap, if you will, in place for the future.
Yeah. And then you also want, you know, part of your planning has to be when you are setting stuff up is that, unfortunately, one of the realities is that many children with special needs don't have the same life expectancy, yeah, that, you know, that people who don't. So, and as you know, right now in our office, we are, you know, unfortunately distributing assets out of a special needs trust to the, you know, to the remaining beneficiaries because the brother passed away. But that's an important part of the planning process as well when you're the parent. It's not just, okay, you know, what am I going to do if I'm going to put X amount of assets in a special needs trust for, you know, for my child? You also have to think about what's going to where that money going to go when the child's not here, you know, anymore. So these are really important things. And, you know, we have a bunch of experience in this area. Now, we're not attorneys. We work hand in hand with them to do this, but we do, you know, have, you know, many strategies that we can talk to you about and introduce to you. So if this is, you know, something that's impacting you or, like I said, somebody else in your family, call to get the booklet or even call to schedule a complimentary consultation with us. There's no cost or obligation if you do that. And, you know, let's get the ball, you know, rolling in the right direction. So to get a copy of the book or to schedule an appointment with us, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Let's get, you know, let's get, at the very least, get this booklet out into your hands so you can start the conversation, or maybe you could pass it along to somebody who you think is going to need it. All righty?
Sounds good, Doug.
Anything else you want to add?
No.
All right. Let's hop through a break. We will be right back.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time with us. And, you know, I want to remind you, if you'd like a copy of that special needs booklet that we were talking about in a previous segment of the show, make sure you pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. 3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. If you would like us to send out this book booklet, Special Needs Children, What to Consider When You Plan for Their Future. It's a really great piece.
Sure is.
All right, Michael. I know you got something you want to talk about this week that we've been talking about a lot in the office because there's it's just going on. So why don't you kick it off? What have you been up to? And then I'll chime.
Yeah, Doug, what's been going on, and not just, you know, in one case but multiple cases, is the, how would I say, Doug, somebody taking ill, you know, for lack of a better words, and okay, what happens now? The home health care aides, the laws taking care of it, elder care. All down that road. You get it, folks. It's all, you know, that elder care stuff of how much is it going to cost? What are the laws? If a person has to go to a nursing facility, how much money is it going to take? Whose money do they take? All this is cooking. All this is going on. And I referenced it earlier in the show, is that, Doug, to me this year, it just feels like there's been way too much of this going on.
So we've known for quite some time that our practice would get to this point at some point. You know, Mike and I have been in this business since the early 1990s. And, you know, when you're in the business this long and we've been working with that many people, you know, we do have clients that are, you know, getting up in age. And we are seeing that, you know, more and more people are needing assistance and care and nursing care, home health care, and all these things. And, you know, we just had another client the other day who is now filing a claim on their long-term care insurance policy. And it really is very, very important to consider this. And we, you know, it's another thing is that we don't spend enough time talking about long-term care insurance, Mike, but it's really, it's that important. And, you know, people always say, well, long-term care insurance is expensive. It's only expensive if you don't need it, right? If you need it, it's cheap.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to sit down and you and I need to spend more time, you know, talking about this and just bringing it to people's attention. And the other thing that, you know, people have to think about, and something that we talked about regarding disability insurance as well, is, you know, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing game. It doesn't have to be I'm buying a $6,000, a $7,000, $8,000 a month benefit. You can buy a smaller benefit. It'll still help. It may not cover everything, but it's going to help.
And interesting enough, Doug, is you know, if I may share, is this particular case, and I'm not exaggerating, this person had to ask me, well, once a year, because that's when the premium was due, probably for at least 10 years, mm-hmm. maybe more. Should I be doing this? Do I really need this?
Right.
So, you know, and then the other thing I want to share with everybody is when something happens to either spouse or whatever, what it does, it kicks in a family involvement. Then
yes.
You see the children have to get involved and the stress it puts onto their families and the stress it puts onto the spouse of the, you know, the person that's ill. And you could just see it all, okay? And it goes, you know, could be great months ago, a year ago, whatever, and all of a sudden we're the game's a whole different game.
Yeah.
We're on different terms now, you know what I'm saying? And who's doing what and the stress and everything that it brings to it. So, you know, Doug, you're right. We need to do more. We mm-hmm. need to talk more about this.
Yes.
I think we have been, but we need to really hammer it home. I mean, you know, about this type of these types of situations, because we're seeing more and more of it. Because, folks, we're all living a lot older, right? I mean,
things that used to kill us don't anymore. You know,
yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, think about how many people you know, that listeners that are out there in their 90s or even over 100 years old, and we can all probably share stories.
No doubt.
You know, so that's all. I just want to share that.
Yeah, no, but that's an important thing to share, because the other ugly side of, you know, somebody needing a, you know, long-term care or help or something of that nature is that if they're married and the spouse is healthy, you could impoverish that, you know, the healthy spouse. And, you know, so maybe you don't, maybe, you know, you're sick or whatever, you have a cancer or something of that nature that lingers on for a while, and then, you know, sooner or later it takes you and you lose the battle. But if you had to spend down all your assets during that period of time, what quality of life is the surviving spouse going to have afterwards when they're financially diminished?
Right. And I think the key thing to also know, Doug, is that, folks, you need to plan for this. And a lot of times, you know, people say when you go get your will, it's an estate plan. It's more than an estate plan, okay? It's a plan of what's going to happen until you die.
It's
also
a contingency plan.
Right. It's a contingency plan. Well said, Doug. And I think, you know, you need to have that in place. And again, let's not make it about money.
Because no.
People think like, well, you got to have millions of dollars. That's what they're talking about. We don't have that. No, it applies to everyone. If you have assets, if you have a home, if you have money, it applies to you.
Mike, it's probably, in a sense, more important to the people that don't have millions of dollars.
Correct. You're right. Absolutely.
If you have millions of dollars, you may be able to self-insure it.
Right. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, if you got a few hundred thousand, even, you know, or a million, you know, whatever, it can really, you know, do some damage on
you.
And
yeah, I think, Doug, we have to get into one day. We have to do a segment or two on the show dealing with it, because a lot of people talk about, like, you know, when it comes to, you know, healthcare spending and spending it at a nursing home, whatever. Everybody kind of knows one term, 5-year look back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then from there, it gets chaotic for them.
Right.
Well, 5-year, but I know, right? I can give all my money to my child. I can do this. I could do that. And all the crazy stuff starts coming
mm-hmm.
out, you know? So we should really one day have a show and talk about and cover that and talk about these things of what you can or can't do. Of course, consulting an elder care and estate or planning attorney to draft and put all these proper documents into place for you.
Yeah, you know what, Mike, maybe and what we should probably do is maybe even have you know, one of our attorney friends on as a guest, you know, yeah. to talk
that
about that
great.
As well.
Yeah.
You know, so we should, you know, we haven't had a guest on in a long, long time, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would probably be a good idea as well. So I wanna, you know, talk a little bit about what I've been up to lately, and I have two clients who've just retired. Okay. And it's awesome, dude. You know, and these people are in their young 60s, and I want to reiterate something. They are not what you would consider very wealthy people. Okay. They were just savers. They live a modest, you know, lifestyle. They have modest, you know, needs and wants, and fortunate enough to that the husband is getting a pension. So at the end of the day, it's happening and it's very real. And these people are getting lucky because they're going out, you know, with account value highs right now, you know, no pressure on it. But I don't want to see somebody have that objective and then the market take that, you know, away from them because of a lack of a, you know, having a strategy in place.
You're right, Doug. And, you know, we talked about that at the beginning of the show. What, you know, markets at highs, accounts at highs. What are you doing, you know, to kind of protect, for lack of a better word? And that's super important. And you're right. And you know what? You know, what have we been doing also? I have had somebody else, you know, people retire also
yeah.
recently. And they're great. Those are the greatest appointments for you and I. Not that there's really bad appointments, you know what I'm saying? But just, it's so upbeat, so feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
You know, to hit the finish line. And that's what I was saying about earlier. It's almost like when you retire, it's almost like winning the championship.
Sure.
You just get that, we finally did it, give me the trophy, if you will, type of feeling. But the key thing is what we've been talking about this whole show, and what you just brought up is, what are you doing to protect that?
Yeah.
What's in place to make sure that lasts? And again, retirement now is what, 25, 30 years? We just
sure.
got done telling you people are living to their 90s and 100s.
Sure.
So you better believe it's a 25, 30-year proposition.
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, Hallmark, the largest, and when we talk about this, the largest growing segment of their greeting card business is the Centurion, the 100-year-old, you know, birthday card.
And Doug, isn't it great when you think about it, how we are now in life, that if you are retiring 65, that it does feel like it's almost another lifetime. You get to enjoy the retirement. I mean, I know nothing's not etched in stone for anybody, and some are way too short. But it's just a nice feeling now to realize, you know, people didn't have that in the past. It was like, you know, they worked to 65. Who passed away at 68? Who passed away at 70, 71? You know, and that seemed normal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just nice to know now that, hey, maybe we're getting some 30-year retirements and that type of stuff going on.
100%. You know, hey, Mike, I want to jump back to what you were talking about with the family that you were working with, where the, you know, they now they have the health care. There was one thing that happened there, and there was some confusion about whether legal documents were set up or not, right? Power of attorney was, is there a power of attorney in place? Is there, you know, and we know that we had referred them to attorney, you know, years ago to get it done, but the daughter didn't know if the parents, you know, had the documents. Yeah. And so what I really want to urge everybody out there to do is to let your children know, you know, where these documents are, or just give them to them.
Yeah. Doug, you know, you and I have had shows, and we talked about our filing, our system technique that you and I talked about, you know, the red file, the green file, the yellow file, right? And for the loyal listeners or the longtime listeners, if you will, you probably know all this. And we're always talking about have your legal documents together, separate things and have them in a spot that a trusted contact, okay, if you will, whether it's, you know, son, daughter, whomever, you know, sister, brother, knows where to go in case of an emergency. And it clears out all that guesswork.
Mike, you know what we have to try to dig up or dust off or just create a new one of? You remember when we used to have our strategic contingency booklet that we used to give out?
Sure.
Which was really, all it really was, and you can make your own if you want, is it was a booklet that we would make, and we put it together, we'd bind it in the office and send it out to you, but it listed the important people, the important, you know, where your certain accounts were, your insurance policies. It really was a book of direction, if you will, for somebody if or when something unfortunate happened to you. And we really ought to put that back together again and you know, throw it through the compliance department, get their blessing on it, and, you know, create a new one and start to send it back out to the people again, because it really is, it's that easy if you just do that. I mean, it really, if you just, you know, take a pad, a notebook, whatever, and just write down your boss's name, your telephone number. You know, if at work, this is going to sound, you know, silly, but if you have a locker at work, the combination for the lock. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah. And you know, Doug, recently, and I don't remember exactly what was over, I was talking with clients, and somebody was almost like thinking aloud and said, well, if something thing, how would we? And I'm like, well, you would just tell them to contact me.
Right.
You know, it's as simple as that. And we would take care of the rest. We have the entire roadmap here, you know, but people like, and especially when something negative or bad is going on, you'd be surprised how you don't think, you know, stress, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, and it's natural. And, you know, if you do have these things set up in advance, you're going to be in a much, much better spot. It's just that much easier to do. And, you know, we've heard people say to us over the years as well, Mike, is that, you know, you guys got me financially organized, and it really has made things just so much easier and better. And you know, we stick with the organization system. And you know, when parents do pass, if they've implemented our organization system, it's, you know, the kids tell us all that, yeah, I got everything right here in front of me.
But you know, like with 2020 coming up, you and I got to make the commitment to get into these things, talking about, you know, the health care and the planning, the estate planning, everything, or the contingency planning and the contacting and the roadmaps and the safekeeping. We got to get into that. We got to pound it a little bit harder in 2020.
Yeah, you know, Mike, the reality of the situation is that if we can get on any topic and we can stay on it for a long, long period of time, right? We've done that, you know, many times. But then what happens is that we sometimes forget to, you know, to hit on to other issues and other topics and talk about it. And so one of the things I want to remind the listeners out there right now is that you could always go to our website, which is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. And you could always drop us an email from there on the contact us link, boom, and say, guys, could you talk about this on the show? I'm interested in that, you know, because there's a lot of things out there. And when you look at our practice and the things that we talk to you about on the radio show here is that, like, we never mention investments on, you know, because that's not really the most important thing. And there's so many different things that we talk to people about that isn't related to that, like getting financially organized and you know, and making sure that you have your estate plan in place. And how about reminding you when your child goes away to school for you to make sure that they have a power of attorney and a health care directive because they're over 18. They're not living in your house anymore. You can't make the decisions for them. They need those documents. And people are like, oh, my goodness, I never thought of that. And I'm like, well, I didn't expect you to think of it. And that's why I told you about it.
Correct. And you know, Doug, I know we share this together. You and I try to talk and try to talk about topics on the show from the experiences we go through.
Well, that's what it is. Yep.
And you know what? So many times we're sitting here and we talk about things and I'm like, I'll be honest with you, in the back of my mind, I'm going, oh, here we go again. We're, you know, they must be sick of hearing this. We're talking about this again, you know, like whatever. But we know the trouble that follows.
Right.
And we've lived it. And even what we're talking to you about now, again, here we go. You know, we're you and I are going through it. It's been an active year in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're saying, well, we got to pound it. We really got to drill it into the listener's head because we know what happens. You
right.
know, and, you know, forgive us for being redundant, but it's important.
Yeah. And when you do have it all lined up and taken care of, your family, your heirs, your beneficiaries, your helpers, your caregivers, you're really doing them a big favor. You really, really are, you know? So, all right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're spending some of your time here with us and really hoping that we brought you some good value and things to think about this week. I mean, we hope we do that every week. And, you know, I just want to remind you that Mike and I truly believe that there is a lot of competition out there for what people think that we do. But we really don't believe that there's a lot of competition out there at the end of the day for what we actually do with our clients. Right, Mike?
I agree, Doug. And, you know, I think it's a matter of, Doug, what we try to do is you bring your world to us.
Right.
Okay. And then we go from there. It's not us trying to force our will into your world. Everybody's world is different, right? There may be different issues, whether it's investments, healthcare, retirement, what have you. and we go from there.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, it's really that important. And we like to let, you know, remind you that you always have the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with us with no obligation, to meet each other and see if we like each other. And if we have ideas that you think you're going to benefit from, and, you know, maybe you'll become a client of ours. Maybe you won't. Who knows? Right. It doesn't matter.
You're absolutely right. You know, it doesn't matter. And, you know, it's a sit down. It's a conversation. And, you know, where does it go from there?
Yeah. And, you know, it's and then what we do is we actually give you recommendations, and but not during that meeting. We don't have any recommendations with us, you know, at that meeting, because we don't know you. We got to know you before we can make any recommendations. But at the very least, you get recommendations from us, and even if you don't come on board. So I think it really makes sense for people to take advantage of that opportunity. And to do that, you just pick up the phone and you give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And, you know, schedule, you know, an appointment that's at your convenience. We have offices and meeting facilities throughout the area, so you can hear us. We've got someplace close we can meet with you. And we are old school. We make house calls. So, you know, don't ever hesitate to pick the phone up and give us a call. As well as don't forget about our website, wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. You can always go there and check it out. You know, we've got some interesting things and calculators, newsletters, all that kind of stuff on the website.
Yeah, we do. So, you know, any way we can help, feel free. Reach out to us and, you know, we'll try to help you.
Yep. Anything you want to add this week, Michael?
No, I think we had a good show.
Yeah, I do too. It's and, you know, again, folks, we're kicking off November here. You definitely have some time before the holidays overwhelm you. So, you know, if there's something on your mind, you want to try to get it done for the end of the year, let us know and we'll see if we can help you out. All right. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.